What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Robin Williams, Come Inside My Mind, the HBO documentary, came out last year. I heard about it, didn't have access to HBO at the time. Recently got access to HBO, watched it, obviously, talking about it. Was a huge fan of Robin Williams growing up. Most of his career he was in, I think I looked it up, like 106 movies and TV shows. He was prolific as somebody of his kind of stature would be, but committed suicide in 2014, which was, I mean, there's been so much of that, especially with comedians, especially, I mean, artists overdosing or committing suicide. Some probably closer to the other than others or whatever, as far as suicide and what overdoses were, suicidal. I mean, you can overdose to, I guess it's intention, I guess. I don't know. But it's really depressing. I'm a huge fan of, still a huge fan of Robin Williams, from Popeye when I was a kid, Mrs. Doubtfire, Aladdin, Hook. Like, I grew up on all of those, him doing voices, his energy, just so much. I wasn't familiar too much with his stand-up comedy, although he did, was it Laughing, the charity comedy show that he did with Whoopi Goldberg and the other guy that I can't think of his name right now because I'm horrible with names and didn't look it up. City Slicker. Anyway, just the perfect kind of entertainer for a kid growing up. He's high energy, does a lot of voices. He was like the inspiration for my humor early on. And still to this day, like just my type, he's flavored my kind of humor, flavored who I am, how my humor is, just being kind of wacky and doing different voices and just kind of trying to be positive and make people happy and make people laugh is just like he was constantly like the clown. He was the clown with tons of depth, like tons of depth. Like he could, a great actor, seeing him, Good Will Hunting, I think maybe he won for that, but that movie was very influential in a time, like that was senior year in high school, somewhere around there, or just graduated high school, but around that time where it was like, there's kind of that thing where everybody's kind of going to college or putting in their transcripts for college, preparing for college, like that's just the logical next step after high school. For some people, it's not. For some people, they didn't even finish high school. But for me, especially in that time, I wanted to pursue my art. I was planning on going to an art school and didn't work. And it's like going to community college when taking classes that I just didn't care about. Like I was interested in learning, but not anything that they were willing to teach me. And, Good Will Hunting's all about kind of being your own. I mean, he had special abilities to where he could memorize shit really easily. But the ability to learn and teach yourself is something that everybody has the capability of doing. So Good Will Hunting had that little part of it really influenced me. But Insomnia, where he played a bad guy up in, like, Alaska with Al Pacino. That was a good movie, a solid thriller kind of a movie, where you got to see Robin Williams acting with Pacino in like a good movie where before, because Pacino's kind of gone off the deep end. Robin Williams did a bunch of like just cheeseball movies, but it's like that in a way fit him, like RV, whatever. But it's like it was kind of lighthearted, but he still did a lot of independent movies, Father of the Year. He was just doing tons of, he was constantly working. But this documentary, shows you the behind the scenes, the kind of person that he was, how serious he took his performing, how like he kind of was outside of performing. you know, from where he started doing a lot of improv stuff and acting. And I think he kind of had like a rise and then he fell and then had a comeback in his career in like the 80s, I think. Good Morning America, I believe, was the movie that he came back and he was like restamped himself as an actor. And it's just his energy. It's just so fun, you know? Just so fun. So it's a good documentary. If you're interested, if you're a fan of Robin Williams, if you're sad when he died, if you want to learn more about who he was, his relationships, his partying. I mean, he was very open sexually. I mean, at the time, it's, you know, he was kind of relationships where they knew he was sleeping around, but they wanted the best. Like, everybody just loved Robin Williams and wanted the best for... He was just, like, this person that was so damaged, I'm sure, for developing the personality that he had and for probably, you know, just trying to fill that void of whatever it was that made him want to make people laugh and entertain people. Just... You know, like everybody just loved it. Like I don't know. Maybe it's just a fluff piece. I don't know. There's probably other documentaries out there. I know there's rumors of him, not rumors, but he would steal jokes. But also during that time in comedy, up until probably the 90s, like Joe Rogan calling out Carlos Mencia for stealing jokes, I think was probably a big change in the comedy world as far as how comedians would do stuff. I mean, people steal all over the place. Companies steal all the time. But back in the day, especially when things were easier to steal and get away with, you know, in the 80s, before social media, before everybody had a phone in their pocket, like you had to go to a payphone and you had to call somebody that was at a phone and have to be near that phone to like tell them, or you had to run into them. So it was a lot easier to hide shit. But you know, in the comedy community, Robin was known for, and I think purchased, there would be some purchasing of jokes, which I think still goes on. But there was, I'm sure, some negative parts, but overall, I mean, he's a complicated individual on levels, but he was funny. He was like, he's one of those people that I look up to, like his creativity and his ability to just like, just not even like, just be funny, but just to like ooze just infectious funniness. It's sad, man. And suicide for me, I've dealt with suicide myself, had suicidal thoughts. I've probably got the closest to doing anything about it in middle school when it was kind of the worst. But over, I mean, I think I have some level of suicide at all times, or not suicide, some level of depression at all times. Maybe a little bit of manic depression. I don't know. But, you know, it kind of goes up and down, and it's pretty rare that I kind of start having thoughts about it. I don't think I ever would. But I know if you just go another click or so more depressed, and it's just, who knows, man? There's a lot of, I don't know. It's just, it's really sad. Depression, suicide, it's really sad. And I love Robin Williams. We'll always love Robin Williams. And so happy that he was able to be so prolific that we have so much work to go review and visit and relive the joy that he brought to us. So go watch Robin Williams. Come Inside My Mind. It's super interesting. I love his creativity. I love who he was. And yeah, that's it for this episode. New episodes of this show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week in advance over patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my artwork, original paintings you can buy now. At Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!